USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. adding 428,000 private sector jobs in August, according to the just-released ADP private payrolls report. It's a huge improvement over the 167,000 jobs created in July. However, it is still below what analysts had been predicting. The Labor Department will be out with its jobs report on Friday. Still no deal looks close when it comes to Democrats in the White House negotiating a new COVID-19 relief package, though Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin says he's trying.
I'm prepared to sit down with the Speaker at any time to negotiate. I think the issue is not what is the top line. I think the issue is we need now support quickly. That's what's important to the American economy. And if we need to do more, we can come back.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Douglas Kratt, veterinarian and president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Many states across the country have recently legalized marijuana for medical or recreational use. Veterinarians have seen a spike in poisoning in pets. Marijuana affects pets much differently than it affects people. THC, the main ingredient of marijuana, can make our pets scared or very sick. If you have marijuana or edibles in the house, please keep them out of reach. And when walking with your pets, make sure they don't pick up anything you don't expect. Concerned your pet has gotten into pot? If they appear off balance, rigid, nervous, or if they're drooling or dribbling urine, vocalizing having seizures, please get them to the veterinarian immediately. There's no antidote for marijuana, but a veterinarian can provide supportive care until it passes. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.